Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What did it say? He took him up high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Now, we know one of the greatest kingdoms in the world at that time was Rome. They were the world, preeminent world power. But whatever other kingdoms there were, all over the world, the devil showed him those kingdoms. Verse 6, let's just stop right here. Why is he showing him these things? Because he's working up a temptation here. He's setting him up to tempt him. Was Jesus tempted through these things? The Bible said he was. And the devil said, all this power will I give you. The devil is telling Jesus he's going to give him something. Now, most Christians read that and scoff and go, that's ridiculous. The devil never. It was real.
Yes.
And it's a temptation to Jesus. There's a reason I'm going over this slowly. Most Christians don't even believe this verse, this sixth verse. They do not believe this. If they did, they'd stop hollering, God's in control. Now, granted, if you want to back way off and say God's in control, that He's allowing all this, but He has a plan that will succeed, it's the truth. He is the sovereign God and Lord. But He is allowing the devil through human beings to control most of this planet right now. And all you got to do to know that that's true is realize how different it is from heaven. Right? If God was really in control of it, would it be in the mess that it's in?
No.
It would not. So the devil said, all this power will I give you and the glory of them, for that is delivered to me. And to whomsoever I will, I give it. True or not? Has to be true. I know the devil's a liar, but this has to be true or it would not have been a temptation. Jesus would have known it wasn't true and it wouldn't have been a temptation. Verse 7, if you therefore will worship me, what's the devil wanting Jesus to do? See, this is the devil's fixation. He's real. He's a real being. We have some light about him in Ezekiel and in Isaiah that he was not created the evil being that he is today. But that he was in the presence of God. He was an anointed cherub. He was. We don't know how long. Perhaps it was for millennia. Eons. I don't know. But there came a point where it wasn't enough for him anymore. Even though God had given him so much place and so much glory, iniquity was found in him. He wasn't tempted. He created the pride and the rebellion. And he rebelled against God. And he led others of his kind in the rebellion, and they rose up against God. And I know this sounds crazy to us, but they must have thought they had a chance to succeed. There has been conflict in heaven. There's been conflict with the beings that have been created. There has been pride and rebellion against God. And He hates these things. And there's a lot more reason for it than we even know about. We don't know all the things that have happened in times past till now. But God is, through these successive generations here on the planet, preparing a people for Himself.
Yes.
That could do anything they wanted to in this lifetime. He didn't make us. He left it up to us. And many of them won't choose Him and won't let Him reign over them, but there are some.
Amen.
I said there are some yes. that have willingly
yes.
bowed their knee to Him
yes.
and confessed Jesus yes. as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and said, Lord, reign over me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And He is reigning over them. You know how you can tell where He's reigning? You will see freedom, deliverance, cleansing, healing. Hallelujah. Provision, goodness. That's where He's reigning. Where you see these kind of things. Every good gift. Every perfect gift. Hallelujah. And even though the devil and the angels that followed him and these demons, wherever they came from, these spirits that have obviously rebelled against Him, you and I, after having been proven in this life, will be the faithful ones. And I don't believe we will ever rebel against Him throughout the ages to come. Because we know what sin is. We know what the curse is. Can you imagine a million years from now, somebody coming to you and saying, hey, let's rebel against God. What are you going to say? You're going to say, hey, I was on the earth, okay? I experienced what the curse is and what death is. No way. Not now. Not ever. He is my King. He is my Lord. That doesn't oppress me. He's worthy to be over me. Forever, He's my Creator. Why would I think anything else? We are His special ones. We are the ones that chose Him that didn't have to. Glory to God. He's my King. And always will be. My greatest joy and exultation throughout eternity is for Him to say, I'm His. And to be under Him. And do anything He wants me to do. That's not oppression.
No.
Said out loud, I will never,
rebel like the devil,
against my God. What's the devil telling Jesus to do? He's telling him to do what he did, to do what he got Adam and Eve to do. He's saying, don't listen to God. Listen to me. Fall down. Worship me. The devil's obsessed with this. And he's never going to get it. Are you kidding me? What kind of God would he make? He's no equal opposite to God. He's a created being who's fallen from his place. He's nowhere near God. Never will be. God's only allowing him a little time and space here. Soon to be over. But for now, this is true. The kingdoms of this world are under his influence. A lot of people don't like to believe that, but it's a fact. It's a truth. Let me give you a few scriptures to go with this. John 14:30. They'll put it up on the screen for us. Jesus said, right before he left here, Jesus said in John 14:30, hereafter I'll not talk much with you, for the prince of this world comes. Who's he talking about? This world prince is the same word translated ruler. Many other places in the same New Testament. The ruler of this world. Who called the devil the ruler of this world? Jesus did. This is not the only time. He did it two or three times just in the book of John alone. But notice this. The prince of this world comes and he has nothing in me. Don't you like that?
Yes.
He may be the prince of this world, the ruler of this world, but he's not ruler over me. Go to 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3. He said, if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. Now, in Matthew and also in Luke, Jesus said, until John the Baptist, the law and the prophets were preached. Since that time, The kingdom of God is preached. And people are pressing into it. And the violent take it by force. You remember that? And he also said to some of the most religious leaders of the day, he said, you are preventing people, basically, I'm using my words, from going into the kingdom. You remember him saying that? I need to give you the verse. Stay where you are. Just listen to this. Matthew 23:13. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! You shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. You neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in." The religious leaders were working to keep the people out of the kingdom of God. Well, who's influencing them? These are the heads of the synagogue in Jesus' day. And what they're doing is actively keeping people out of the kingdom. Isn't that something? Luke 11:52. He said, "Woe unto you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in, you hindered." Religion is the biggest hindrance to people getting in the kingdom that there is. Because it's a substitute for faith and getting in the kingdom, being born again. 2 Corinthians 4:3, you see that's exactly what's happening. "If our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost," verse 4, "in whom the God of this world," who's that talking about? That's the one that showed him all the kingdoms of the world and said, "They're mine. And I'll give them to you if you'll fall down and worship me." The God of this world has done what? Why would he do that? To keep them out. Keep them out. Out of the kingdom. Out of the family. There is this massive deception planet-wide to keep people in the dark that there is a God, that there is a devil, that this conflict has been going on. Jesus has paid the price. The way has been made to get in. But how many know much of the world is oblivious to this? They're living their lives. They got no clue. You even talk about some of these spiritual things and they scoff and mock and say it's superstition. But the truth is they're just completely limited to a physical existence and they're ignorant of reality. Aren't you glad the Lord's given us some light? We're not just, because otherwise we'd be just as blind as anybody else. Not to say we know all that much, but thank God for what we do know.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.